All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the third day of July 2018. Well, tomorrow is the 242nd birthday of the United States, although I think our country has evolved into something diametrically opposed to what our founding fathers gave to us back on July 4th, 1776. We declared our independence from Great Britain on that day because the King George, the King of England, was defying the natural rights of humankind in the colonies. The Declaration of Independence made it clear that people everywhere are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among those, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. However, what our founding fathers did not desire was for government to play the role of the creator, and they felt very definitely that the least government was the best government. The last thing they wanted was to copy the tyranny of King George, yet I believe that increasingly the United States government is returning to the tyranny, like King George, both within America and outside its borders. The basic requirements of our government, according to the Founding Fathers, was to grant us liberty to be who we as distinct individuals are. It was not to guarantee rights based on identity politics, but rather the right to be the individual God created each of us to be. No more, no less. They never intended government to be a welfare state because it did not assume the responsibility of God to ensure welfare from cradle to grave. They understood that if government began to become active beyond its basic obligations, it would then deprive its citizens of those natural rights and liberties. And I think that our founding fathers would be appalled by the military-industrial complex, along with the fake U.S. dollars issued by the Federal Reserve, which are nothing less than a theft of property at the hands of the state, theft of its own citizens' property. Nor did they believe in legalized theft through an income tax, which was not established until 1913. To fund a very limited government until 1913, revenues were acquired through excise taxes. What is most disappointing to me personally is our aggressive statist educational system that denies American children any knowledge of the basic intention of our founding fathers to use their God-given brains to explore truth. Nor are our children ever educated as to the virtues of free market economics, which are determined not by politicians, but by the natural laws of the universe. I am thankful that I live in America and that we still enjoy a prosperous and still relatively free country. But with government using modern technology to spy on all of us to make sure that we think, speak, and act exactly as the deep state declares we must, America has evolved into the very thing the Revolutionary War was fought against, namely to establish individual liberty. Certainly government was ordained to punish those who took away life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. It was to guarantee each of us the right to become the most we are created to, our Creator intended us to be. But that never included guaranteed equal outcomes, which is what the left wing of the establishment is demanding in today's world. Given all of that, my celebration of the 4th of July is a subdued one. It is a sober reflection of my own personal responsibilities as a citizen in terms of what the founders had in mind for each of us back in 1776. And that's opposed to what the totalitarian political elite are demanding of each of us now. Most important, my ultimate lord is the creator of the universe, not Donald Trump or whomever the Democrats may end up getting into the White House in the future years. Which leads me to an email I received last week from a listener. This individual writes, he says, "Sir, why do you continue to have the same guests on your show over and over again? Why are all your guests always bullish on gold and bearish on the dollar? They have been wrong for years. Please bring on new, interesting people for a change." End of quote. Well, the reason for my show and the reason it exists is not dominated by a desire for popularity and profitability, or I would pay close attention to the entertaining of whatever it takes to entertain my listeners and give them what they want to hear. Tell them what makes them happy and, you know, try to make money that way, become popular, build up the numbers. No, that's not what I'm about. The reason for my show is my pursuit of objective truth. As I just noted, I am convinced our government has evolved into a government that would have our founding fathers rolling over in their graves if they were aware of what's going on now. The founders believed in natural laws, not political laws that subvert natural laws, to fit the whims of politicians and bankers at the expense of the general population. They clearly believed in a supreme being, not a PhD from Harvard, Princeton, or Yale, but the creator of the universe. And those beliefs led them to limited government and, importantly, in my view, to free market economics. And as one who shares the beliefs of our founding fathers, I seek those guests that are of a similar mind who support the basic philosophy of our founding fathers. And so this show is predominantly about the markets from a free market Austrian perspective. As far as my views on gold being incorrect, I think you need to define the time frame in which you judge the correctness or incorrectness of the gold, being bullish on gold. When I first became interested in gold, it was selling at $35 an ounce. Since then, it has risen to $1,900 an ounce and is currently selling at around $1,250. And gold relative to stocks has performed very, very well over a long period of time. Gold is in a huge bull market. Longer term, huge bull market relative to the dollar, and unlike the dollar, it has maintained its purchasing power. Gold is real money. It is an asset money, while the charlatans of our government use debt-based money that has value only as long as people can be conned into using it and believing in it, and as long as the system can pay its debts. When that day ends, that is when the debts can no longer be paid, as was nearly the case in 2008-2009, the system will inevitably end, and it will not end in happiness. And so one of the issues I pay most attention to on this show is the potential end game for the dollar. If I were most interested in making money as fast as possible, more than in pursuing truth and helping people see the dangers ahead, I may be more interested in entertaining my listeners, giving them what they want to hear. But since my calling is a more serious one, I must continue to bring you guests on my show every week that I feel help seek out the truth. Now, turning to this show, this week's show, let me say I do want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice of America Business Channel, in spite of the fact that I go my own way. I do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. This week, our sponsors are RN Resources, Balmoral Resources, Bonterra Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Klondike Gold, Northern Empire, and Novo Resources. I've titled today's show, "The Progression of America's Decline." Richard Mayberry and Michael Oliver return. Richard is a free market advocate and a very accomplished historian who has also served in intelligence gathering for the American military in the past. He has seen how the U.S. uses its power overseas to mistreat people because the U.S. has not, at least the military leaders, have not always paid attention to the Declaration of Independence that we will celebrate tomorrow. Now, some of the topics from Richard's most recent newsletter that I hope to have him discuss are what Trump does not know about his foreign enemies. Is Donald Trump's trade war against China leading to a shooting war? A new but unrecognized global emergency? A new oil crisis and how you may profit from it? Japan's risk of invasion from its neighbors? and the coming internet disaster. I'm not sure that we'll get to all of those, but some of them at least. And, of course, you can subscribe to Richard's very reasonably priced newsletter to read in detail all of what he had to say this week or this past month and each of his monthly letters. We do have to take a commercial break now, but don't go away, because before we talk to Richard Mayberry about some of the theoretical topics I just mentioned, Michael Oliver will be with me to provide a current snapshot of where his work suggests stocks, bonds, commodities, and precious metals are headed in the second half of this year. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.